Joining us tonight, it's been a while since we've had the FM Derby girls in-house, and we have not one, not two, but three of them in tonight, which is always exciting, no matter how many are coming out here to join us. We have over here to my left, like you can see that on the radio, Susie Homebaker. Welcome.
Thank you.
How long have you been with the Derby?
Just over a year now.
Okay. And so you're one, I bet you fly around that because you're one of the shorter ones of the squad, right?
Well, I am very short, yes. My Derby number is my height, 4'11¼".
Oh, really?
Yes.
It says 1/4 on your...
Yes.
That's pretty good. So you're a jammer then?
I'm actually not. I'm a blocker.
A blocker?
Yes.
Okay. How do you block somebody that's like 6 feet?
Carefully. No, just get in front of them as much as you can.
Okay.
I'm not so good at slowing them down by hitting them because I'm so small. But if you can get in front of them, it's kind of hard for them to get around you.
Very good. Susie Homebaker. Love the name, by the way.
Thank you.
Also joining us, somebody who's been here before, Denied,
good
is with
evening.
Us. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous.
So now tell us about your status with the FM Derby girls right now.
I am a retired FMDG skater and ref.
Forgive me. You're a retired skater, but are you a ref? You're not retired from reffing too, are you?
Right now, pretty much.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I ref through kind of last year, but this season, I'm definitely going to be done reffing. So,
okay. Is it just, can you get hurt reffing?
Oh yeah, you can. I've had skaters fly into me more than once.
when you're doing that, I look from the stands when I look down at you guys doing your thing. And I sometimes get confused by the rules. Do the refs ever get confused by the rules?
We can have little powwows and have to sit and chat about if we made the right call or not. So yeah, we can get confused about the rules too. And especially with the rules changing every once in a while. Mm.
Do you have like a little TV screen? You all go hunter underneath and you watch the replay?
Oh yeah, well, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
So how many years did you skate?
I skated for 2 full years.
2 full years. Mm-hmm. And then you reffed last
And then I reffed as well as skated, so.
Okay. So why are you stopping?
Time commitment. It's a huge, huge time commitment. Derby is a life of its own. And unless, and the part that I really can't afford to get hurt with what I do for a career, so... Because I don't like to work at a desk. So.
Well, you can mention. Do you want to mention what you do for a career?
I am a flight paramedic with Sanford AirMed.
Wow. So. That's impressive.
Yeah, and it's kind of hard to get in the helicopter when you have to bring a desk with you and crutches and all that kind of thing. So.
Where do those helicopters stay, by the way? Are they always on the top, or do you have a like out at the airport waiting to get called?
We're out at the airport now. When we got our new EC-45s, then we weren't able to fit because it has 4 blades and it's too wide. We couldn't fit into the vestibule or to the hangar that we have on top of Sanford. Mm-hmm. So we're stationed with the National Guard out there at the old Hector Terminal.
Okay. By the way, and forgive me, but we'll get back to the FM Derby girls in a moment. But I mean, when you're on your calls, do you go to Sanford or would you go to both? Maybe Essentia as well, or is there a separate?
We'll go anywhere the patient needs to go.
Okay.
Yep. Doesn't matter.
The reason I asked is because I was visiting somebody in the hospital, and they were in Essentia.
Okay.
And I looked, and here comes this helicopter, and I swear the thing was going to come right into our room. You know, and then kind of veered off and then landed on that helipad.
Mm-hmm.
I will never forget that sight, that helicopter coming right at us. We're like on the 5th floor, you know.
You know, even though I fly in the thing, when I see them coming, I still have to stop and stare at them, just like everybody else, because it is kind of an impressive sight. So
are you flight?
I'm with flight, yes.
Now,
I've been with flight.
Do you fly? Are you the one steering the deal?
Honey, you don't want me flying that aircraft. You should have seen me driving the ambulance back in the day. So.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Thank you for doing this. Yeah, I mean, that's a
You're
great
welcome.
Service to this area. Fleetwood Smack.
Hello.
I love the name.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard to KFGO's Nighttime Live.
Thanks.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been skating?
This is my 5th season.
That's tough for me to believe that these girls have been together for 5 years already.
Yep.
Is it more than five?
Nope. This is our 5th season. Yep.
So you've been there since the beginning.
Halfway through the beginning. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What brings? Well, I ask you first, obviously. But what brings you to roller derby? What did you see? It says, yeah, this is going to be fun.
Well, you know, I used to play rugby, and when I graduated college, they wouldn't let me play with them anymore, so I had to figure something out, and roller derby was the next best thing. So, and it's so awesome. I mean, you get to throw skates on, you get to skate around with your friends, you get to hit your friends. It's a lot of fun.
Where did you play rugby at?
Out in Wyoming.
Out in Wyoming.
University of Wyoming.
Did you, now, again, this is off the mark, but did you ever play in prom dresses?
Yes. Oh, yes. You bet.
I went over to Moorhead one year, and they had guys and guys in prom dresses. I thought, I got to see this.
Oh, I would totally donate my old prom dress for that.
Yep.
I'd be a little short on them, though.
Oh, well, even better.
Yeah. If you ever want to look, folks, if you see my, if you remember my Facebook page, I've got pictures of that session while I was over there. So, what's your job as far as being on the rink?
I'm a blocker.
A blocker too.
Occasionally, when they feel crazy, they'll throw me in as a jammer. But
and she always does great.
But I prefer the blocking.
Okay. So. What's the key of the of? Okay, maybe we should get back up just a little bit for some of who may not know. What is the mission of the Derby Girls as far as scoring points?
Well, we're going around. We're trying to hit the other blockers and make holes for our jammer to get through, but also watching for the opposing jammer and just trying to kill her and trying not to let her get through.
Not kill her, literally.
Well, sort of.
Then we got it called denied over.
Yeah.
But to prevent her from scoring points by passing it. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the jammer has to go a complete circle.
Yep, she has to make it through the pack, which is all the blockers, one time, and then the second time she goes through, then she'll score a point for every person of the opposing team that she has passed.
Yeah. Have any of you, I'm just curious, I mean, this is a flat floor now you're playing on, but have any of you played on the ramps any place?
No, but it'd be awesome to
do it.
That'd
be so much fun.
Would you? That would be...
It'd be something I would love to try that. Yes. It'd be so cool.
Mm-hmm. Because sometimes I've been there, and if you get bumped, I mean, you go sailing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
That's why Scott wanted the suicide tickets one time. And you still have suicide tickets?
Yes, we do. Yep.
Can you explain to the folks what that is?
Suicide seating is when you sit just on the outside of the rink. So there's 10 feet on either side of the rink for the refs to have their space. And then after that, anyone can sit in the suicide seating, which is basically floor seating. And they advertise that you could end up with a Derby girl in your lap.
Aha.
And that's a suicide?
Well, we're going so fast, we might just kill you in the process.
But what a way to go.
9:15 is our time. We're talking with the FM Derby Girls, and they do have a bout coming up on Saturday with the Northern Panes. The Northern Panes are taking on Minneapolis, I should say. That's going to be at the Fargo Civic. Let's talk a little bit before we take a break. I mentioned that you do a lot of things as far as charities are concerned. Let's talk about your charity this weekend. Who wants to raise their hand and volunteer?
Well, we're supporting the Fargo Women Veterans Healthcare and outreach to veterans who experience military sexual trauma. So it's for the women veterans. The program at the Fargo VA, it supports about 5,000 women just in this area.
Wow, I didn't realize 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. So part of the donation, part of their ticket price will go towards that.
Yes.
Okay. Do you guys, Susie, do you guys have like merchandise as far as people can buy? Do you get a lot of souvenirs, people, you know, like jerseys or something?
Oh, absolutely. People can definitely buy shirts with our logo. We've got can koozies, pretty much the works. I'll actually be selling merch on Saturday, so you can come meet me.
Okay. And look for, what was on the back, 4.11 1/4?
Yes.
Okay. I love that. 9:16, let's take a break. We'll be back with more and your chance to win a pair of tickets to the bout. That's all coming up yet here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. This is by request for the FM Derby Girls. We get done here at 10, we can go out to Divas or someplace. We'll all sing this together, okay?
I'm in.
Yep, I'm there.
And we're not trying to torque off South Dakota, okay? We're not. We're really not. They like Joan Jett.
They love Joan Jett. South Dakota loves Joan Jett. They were, as a matter of fact, there was some rumor they were going to put her face on Mount Rushmore. I had a fifth face on there.
Ooh, that would be...
It'd be Joan Jett.
Yeah. No matter if she's a vegetarian or not, they're going to put her up there.
What song do you suppose she's going to sing on the South Dakota float for Thanksgiving?
Boy, that's a good one. I don't know.
She'll sing a Christmas song.
I love rock and roll.
Nah,
I love Christmas.
She'll sing a Christmas song.
The Christmas song, the Chipmunks tune. No? Okay. 9:20 is our time. I get that look from his face. I see. Oh, that was a bad joke.
Time to move on.
The Derby Girls are in, the FM Derby Girls, and they are going to be taking on Minneapolis at the Fargo Civic Center. What's their nickname again?
They're the North Star Roller Girls.
North Star Roller Girls. That's coming up Saturday night, 7 o'clock. And I imagine the doors open up a little bit earlier than that. Tickets are available where? At the door?
At the door.
Can you get them ahead of time?
Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster. Check that out as well. So Susie Homebaker, also D-Nide, and Fleetwood Smack, our special guests here tonight here on KFGO. What do your better halves think about you playing roller derby?
My husband loves it.
Does he?
He thinks it's awesome, yeah. He's up in the stands cheering, going crazy, everything, you know.
100%
supportive. 100% supportive.
How about kids? Do you have kids?
Nope.
No?
Nope, working on it.
I didn't need to tell you. Just don't do it when you get the news. When you get the news, stop, okay? How about you, D-Nide?
I don't have a significant other, but my friends and family think it was pretty cool.
That's neat. And Susie?
Well, I'm probably the clumsiest person you'll ever meet. So when I told my husband, I'm going to join roller derby, he was like, are you sure you want to add wheels to the mix? But other than that, he's pretty supportive. It is a big time commitment, but people put time into their hobbies, and I think he understands that.
Okay. Are you still looking for recruits?
Absolutely.
Always.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Always?
Always.
First of all, let's go back. How many teams in town here? You guys have what, two?
We have two.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what's the status as far as recruiting? What do people do? How do they find out more information?
Well, they can give us their information at our bouts at the merch table.
Okay.
Or they could Facebook us, or I think probably Twitter.
Our website
definitely, mm-hmm. I think, has a spot where you can contact us.
Okay. Or even just talking to a derby girl if you happen to see them out and about.
Okay. I've given my friend's phone number to our recruiter numerous times. Okay.
So are you shorthanded then, or can you? Is there a limited amount of people you can have on a team?
Well, there's rostered of 20 people, okay. But we love all of them, like everybody. We want more people, so there's not a shortage. We want more people,
and there's no limit because you never know when someone's going to get injured, and you need other people to step up and step in at that time.
Definitely,
because I know a few years back, we really with injuries, we started getting very, very short, and you had to put some people out on the track that were, you know, maybe shouldn't have been out there playing with some of the girls from like Sioux Falls, for example, who are very, very tough.
I was going to ask you too. Do you when you recruit? Do they have to be expert skaters?
No, definitely not.
Okay, because you were saying, I think, denied that you just did some skating while at Skateland, and that was your experience. And
I hadn't, when I joined FMDG, I had not had a pair of roller skates on for 23 years.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Experts, I bet inline.
Nope.
No.
Nope. After that that accident I had in the fifth grade, rollerblading down a slide, I put my rollerblades away for good.
Rollerblading down a slide. You kids.
I can see it.
Well, I'm short enough.
How about you there?
I roller skated. I was at the roller skating rink back home every Friday, Saturday night.
Now, we should mention, too, this is obviously the 2x2s, not the inline skating, right?
That's correct.
Yes. Yeah. Once.
Is it tough to adjust
from one to the other? I guess it depends on how much experience you have with.
Because I know there's going to be a lot of people out there who's are inline skaters, and if they want to join the derby, you know, they're going to have to adjust to
we'll
the 2x2s.
We'll teach them.
We'll teach them everything they need to know.
Yeah. I wasn't even athletic before I decided one day to join roller derby, so we'll teach them.
Yep, there's a lot of girls that have never played sports before joining.
Yep, I was in choir and theater.
Really?
Yes.
Good for you.
Thank you. And now I play roller derby. And I hit people on skates.
That's quite the combination. Hey, Denai, by the way, when you're working with the people at the helicopter,
mm-hmm.
okay, does anybody ever recognize you or say and say, please don't give me a forearm smash?
Only staff members. And then I threaten to hip check them.
Do you guys get recognized outside the derby rings?
Not so much.
I have a couple of times. It was pretty surprising.
Well,
when somebody
Fleetwood
asked
Smack
me,
is famous.
Are you Fleetwood Smack? Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that. But
and your names are all special, obviously, but I was really fascinated to find out that you have to register your names, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's correct.
Nobody can have the same name?
Nope.
Nope. And if it's too close, you have to ask permission from the other skater whose name is close to yours.
And that could be anybody in the country?
In the world.
In the world.
In the world?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you guys are now members of UFTA?
WFTA.
WFTA, mm-hmm. That's what I meant. Yeah. And I understand that's going great guns for you guys, too, because you're getting a lot of real good recognition for these teams.
Yes. Yeah. It's, you know, the more teams we play, the harder they get.
And that's your major league of roller derby, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of like the organization like the NHL is for hockey. Uh-huh. So, that's,
yeah.
Super. Okay, so it's coming up this Saturday, and the tickets, $12 for adults, $7 for kids. What, you got a photo booth there?
We do, yep.
You can take a picture with a derby girl.
Scott?
He wants the derby girl to fall in his lap.
And then take the picture.
I'm afraid
that could
I'd
probably be arranged.
I'm afraid I'd run out of money.
You know, by the way, you know.
It's a free photo booth.
Oh, well, then sign me up.
You know, by the way, you're into jerseys and stuff.
Yeah.
Would you have a jersey that would fit him if you came over to buy it?
I would even give him my retired jersey to wear.
Holy
there you go. Wow.
Could you imagine having
him on skates?
Could you imagine having a 4'11 and a quarter on your back?
I'm thinking about it right now.
Well, how long is your season?
It's actually pretty much year-round. In the summertime, you know, we take some time off, but we're still traveling around playing games.
Okay.
During the summer.
Our home season is from November to May.
November to May, okay. And I know that, what's the big one? What's the big bout you want to do? Where do you want to go to as you climb the standings, for lack of a better term?
Well, obviously, we want to go to championships.
Is that where?
It changes. They were just in Milwaukee last weekend.
Oh, they were? Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because I think a couple of years ago, I think they were in Chicago, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. I thought I heard. Maybe not.
Oh, yeah. It's been a couple of years since it was in Chicago. Yeah.
It changes every year.
Mm-hmm. So, well, it's for by the way, it's a great poster. I don't know who does your work here.
We actually, girls. Yep. Ginger Ninja is our team photographer.
I'm sorry?
Ginger Ninja. She has her company, Two Birds Photography, that she does all our photography stuff for us.
So you have three of the young combatants there dressed mm-hmm. in military attire, obviously because of the group that you're donating money to this time.
Well, yes. That as well as this season is dedicated.
This bout is for the everyday heroes of...
That's the theme of our bout.
Yep.
Okay.
So it's firefighters, police officers, EMTs, anybody like that. They come in and it's dedicated to them. They can get $2 off their tickets.
Bring in your ID. Mm-hmm. Right. That's all. And actually, that's why I'm here. And this is a little embarrassing to say, but FMDG wanted to honor
She's our VIP.
Me as their first VIP because I was a derby girl and because I am a paramedic for our community. Mm-hmm. So,
very good. That's right. I forgot. I actually, it's on my desk. I was going to mention that. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Mallflower told me to mention that. I forgot all about it. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Very, very nice. Very
20,
nice.
20 years of providing service to this community and actually with me flying the state. So,
but it was ambulance to helicopter.
Ambulance to helicopter.
Wow. Well, congratulations on a great career.
Thanks.
And it continues.
Not going anywhere anytime soon.
All right. We are going to wrap it up here once again, November 16th. But I have a pair of tickets to the bout. And once again, it's, I'm sorry, give the times again. It's 2 30-minute? Two-minute jams?
2 30-minute halves with 2-minute jams.
Okay.
Yep.
So, and there will be two games. It's a doubleheader.
Yep.
A doubleheader. Very good. So we talked about the photo booth that you could take a picture with any of these fine young athletes. And just if you can tell me how much it cost, then we'll give you these tickets. Okay? 237-5948 or 1-800-880-5346. How much is it going to cost to get your photograph taken? Okay? 237-5948 or 1-800-880-5346. We got to do some news, but when we come back, we will announce who the winner is. 237-5948 or 1-800-880-5346. How much is it going to cost you to have your picture taken at the photo booth at the FM Derby Girls Bout coming up this Saturday night?